It's Sunday, the 7th of August. It's 10:30 a.m. And there are powerful forces in action this morning. Powerful winds, that is, sweeping across the country from west to east. But, it's very mild. I am in short sleeves. That's difficult to see. Short slots with you. Anyway. She sells seashells. It's very mild. But it's a powerful wind in here. And I'm sheltering in the new shed, the new metal shed that I'm constructing. I've got all the walls up, but the roof section is not. The roof section is built, but it's lying in front of me on the ground outside the shed. And the uprights are stitched together temporarily with a thin nylon washing line, which has done an admirable job of holding this thing together even in winds like this. Because I was afeard that the winds would bend it over and buckle it. So, seems to have worked. And it's also given me great shelter from the wind. Not me personally, but the mics, the binaural mics. They give me fantastic shelter from the wind. Be great acoustics once the roof and the door's on. So, it is a fine morning, even though it's really blustering. It's my middle daughter's birthday today. She's 36. It's amazing how time flies. Absolutely amazing. When I think back, that it doesn't seem that long ago since she was a teenager, causing all kinds of hell and havoc in the house. It's amazing to think, 36. My God. And she's not the oldest. Well, she wouldn't be if she was a middle daughter, wouldn't she? So this morning, long lying in bed, didn't get up till 9:30 after 2 4:30 rises and 2 car boots in a row. Both of us were absolutely knackered, shattered last night. And yet, we stayed up to watch a certain TV series that we like, that my wife likes more than me, so we stayed up till just after 10. Which is mad because it was a terrible episode, it was rubbish, and really should have went to bed at 9 o'clock. Anyway, we both had great sleep. Even though I was up 2-3 times, something like that. Even though I was up, I still had a great sleep throughout the night, and I feel much, much better this morning. Fully refreshed. Of course, this wonderful fresh air is going to, once I stick my face up out of the trenches, you see, and be in. Physically, I'm feeling slightly tired. It's to be expected. I'm pretty sure my medication's causing a lot of this tiredness. And even though I did do 2 morning rides, well, I've actually done several morning rides recently. One yesterday morning as well. Same wee route, the wee route that I love, it's only 5 miles there and back. Absolutely love that run. But I still feel I don't have real 100% or whatever I was before I took the illness, function in my lungs. It'll come. But I'm still maintaining some medication that's made me tired and lethargic at times. Anyway, I'm not unique, I'm not alone in that one. So today, we're heading off to Burnt Island on the Fife Coast. Well, we'll do Kirkcaldy first and then come back to Burnt Island for a walk around the beach, the park, and then a fish supper. And we're going up to pick up my wife's sister and her bachelor brother. Their bachelor brother. Unfortunately, Alan, Ellen's hubby, can't come today. He's on call in his job, so he can't come. But anyway, there'll be four of us. Well, I was going to say sharing fish supper. Four of us having fish supper. Last time I had a fish up at Burnt Island was, when was it now? It was in July. Is it July? Yeah. Oh yeah, it was definitely July. It was myself and Adrian Wicks at Turbo Stream. We got his brand new camper van and we had fish uppers sitting, looking out over Burnt Island Bay in his camper van and munching on fish supper. Seems that long ago actually. So that's where we're going today, just for a wee jaunt. We'll go up and pick him up about noon and get away for the day, best part of the day anyway. Looking at the garden from this end, it's just emphasising the fact that I need to do some serious hacking back, possibly like even removal of at least one tree. There's little sunlight gets to the garden now. This time of year, trees are growing rapidly and spread against each other, and it's just it's a beautiful shady canopy, but then again it's not good if the shrubs below can't get their vitamin E and D. So I'll wait till the autumn comes and then I'll get the big loppers out and do the dastardly deeds. So the light breakfast this morning, very, 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 very light. Not even a senior citizen fry up. Save ourselves for fish suckers at Burnt Island. Maybe this week, I'll manage to get the roof on the shed. Yes, maybe. We'll be now. Looks like there's some patches of blue sky coming across, small. It's mostly overcast and those clouds are moving very, very rapidly across the skies. Fortunately, we are not getting the rain that the north and northwest of Scotland got with this wind. In fact, they got the brunt of the wind as well, much worse than us. This is the kind of air where you want to be out in the open and walking into that and having that beautiful fresh oxygen rammed into your lungs. I need to go and see about something for my nose anyway. Since I got into cycling, it's just emphasised the fact that I have, well, I always knew I did have one. I have a deviated septum. Doesn't that sound serious? Oh my God, rush him to the hospital. You know, get the ambulance out, he's got a deviated septum. Right. Basically that means that that little bone between your nostrils is not straight. And what it does is it causes one nostril to be narrower than the other. I've had that all my life. We're born, we tend to be born with that, unless we've been boxers or been punched in the nose a few times. but it basically means that when I'm drawing air in through the nose, my right nostril is not, it's not pulling its weight. And I can't go about all day with nasal strips on, or nasal cones, or a nasal cone shoved up there. Maybe I'll just have to live with it, we'll see. Anyway, I better go and get ready for my wee trip. Oh God, I forgot I still have seats to put in the car. Right, I'm off.